In the last few months, many of you have been kind and generous enough to donation in support of Lila Harper's trip to South Africa. This was a school-sponsored trip that she had the opportunity to take, and she needed some help to make it financially possible, and you all stepped up. Lila is about 3 weeks away from graduation at Francis Parker High School, and while she has been a student there, she's been not only an excellent student, but also extremely involved in student government. She's been a varsity basketball and lacrosse player. And we're really excited this morning. I think you will enjoy this. Lila's going to attempt to sum up 2 weeks in South Africa in 10 minutes. Her family has seen the four-hour version of this presentation, but she's pared it down to 25 really beautiful slides, and she just wants to share with you a little bit of what she experienced there. So, Lila Harper.
Hi, again, my name is Lila Harper, and ever since I was a freshman at my high school, I've wanted to participate in my school's trip to South Africa. But unfortunately, every year when the trip came around, it was either during basketball season or the amount of money was just too much for me to even fathom trying to make. So this year, when the chance came around again, I realized that it was my last chance to take it. And so starting in last September, my parents said that if I made the choice to raise the money, they would be behind me all the way and they would support me. And so just on April 7th, I returned from 2 weeks in South Africa, and I wanted to thank you guys because in a large part, you were the ones who sent me on the journey, and I would not have been able to make it without you. So I'm going to do my best to show you. I wish I could relive every moment for you and every smile and every friend that I made and every person I met, but I chose a few pictures from each little part of my trip to show you. First, this is the group of 8 students that went, and there was also 5 teachers that accompanied us, so for 2 weeks I was with them for the whole journey. This is the view from my front porch. We stayed in those little tents, and there's a watering hole right out front, and one night there was actually a bunch of water buffalo sitting in the little pond and playing and splashing around, and we all snuck out onto the porch and watched them, which was cool. This is in the town of Paris, and there, which is about 2 hours south of Johannesburg. And this is a little boy and his mother, and I believe his aunt. And we actually weren't allowed to get out of the bus in this town because we were too much of a focus point. So we were allowed to sit in the bus. And when they noticed that we were taking pictures, they all waved and said hi and everything. This is a rhino crossing sign I wanted to show you because they don't have horse crossings. They have rhino crossings. This is the view. This is the truck that we would take around the cheetah preserve, which I lived on for 2 weeks. And they have about 2 giraffes and 2 rhinos, a bunch of different animals on the preserve along with the cheetahs. The cheetahs are actually in cages, and they're trying to breed them and be able to send them out in the wild once again. So this is the truck we brought around touring the animals. This is the first time I got to pet the cheetah. And right there, I don't know if you can tell, but it's licking my hand. And by the end of the 2 weeks, we had gotten quite comfortable and used to this, but this was the first time, and I was really excited. This is just a closer look at the cheetah. And as you can see, they're quite playful. We would throw the ball around, and they'd all go chasing it, just like my cats do at home, so that was really cool. Okay. Here we have 2 pictures. First on the right is the giraffe, and this was when we were riding around the preserve on the truck, and we saw the giraffe in the trees, and it just kind of looked over at us, and so we got a good shot. And about 5 minutes later, we went around a turn, and we saw these buffalo right here on your left, and the giraffe decided to come and take a look because the buffalo weren't quite as happy to see us, and so they were kind of all forming a little group to try to charge us, and the giraffe was poking his head out just to see what was going on. He didn't want to miss anything. Okay, this is actually, I know you all know that apartheid has been done in South Africa for a little while, but when you're driving down the road in South Africa, you'll see a township, which is basically made up of houses, but it's basically cardboard boxes, which are about the size from me to maybe the piano. And then you'll keep driving a little further, and you'll see a factory. And a little bit further, you'll see a regular town with normal houses, kind of like you see out front. And what happens is during the workday, many of the black South Africans will come into the factory for work, and many of the white South Africans or Afrikaans will come as the CEOs of the companies or things like that. And at the end of the day, they'll return back to their houses. And this is a picture of many of the workers sitting outside the factory waiting for to go into work. And unfortunately, again, we weren't allowed to go out into the village, which made me sad because it was hard to believe that it wasn't safe enough for us, but we were allowed to go by. And this, we're actually on the battlefield here, the Zulu battlefield, and our little bus with 8 students and 5 teachers was quite an attraction, and so these boys wanted to see what we were doing, and they came and watched our little tour, and we got to talk to them afterwards with the little bit of English that they knew, and the little few words we could say Sawubona, which means hello in Zulu, and we also learned a few words in the Osa language, which is the Quik language. And this is a typical road in South Africa where you'll see the children all walking to school, and they wear uniforms just like we wear uniforms. And the difference is they walk miles and miles to school, and there's nothing. My drive here was about 5 hours, and we didn't see anything around us. And these kids were just going to and from school, to and from the store, with no cars or anything. And I felt so, we were so isolated, and they didn't even know the world really that I had come from. This kind of looks like the Lion King, but it's actually just a cliff in an ecological reserve that we went to, and we hiked up to the very top of it. So this is on a lion preserve. We got to go about 20 minutes away from the cheetah preserve, and this is kind of the king of the jungle, and we got to throw some food over the fence for him and stuff. Oh, this is a lion cub, and it had my fingers, so I was a little bit scared. This, now we've basically hit the highlight of my trip. Because we were so disappointed that when we went into the villages and the towns, we weren't allowed to get out of the bus, we weren't used to that. And it was really hard for me to believe that I couldn't get out and talk to the people and see how their life was and just not drive by and have them see me in a bus, like through the window. I didn't like that. So one day the owner of the Cheetah Preserve actually surprised us, and he had invited a cultural group of high school students from a local township to come and sing for us, and we sang for them, and we just talked back and forth, and we got to spend the whole day with them and eat lunch with them and play, and it was just so cool. So here they're actually singing a song for us in Latin, and they told us they had no idea what they were saying, but they sounded beautiful, so it was so nice. And here they put on the traditional clothes, and they did a dance for us, and then at the end they pulled us all up and we danced with them, which is really cool. And here I am, the girl on the left, her name is Marion, and we actually became really good friends throughout the day, and she was telling everyone I was her new best friend. And by the end of the day, I wanted to find a way we could connect again, but they don't have email, and they don't have really any telephone that I could reach her on, and the only way we could maybe stay in contact is through her teacher's email address, which hasn't even been set up yet. So it made me a little bit sad that maybe I'll never see her again, but I know that even though it was only a day of each of our lives, that we'll both remember each other. And this is a picture with about half the students. And one of my friends and I on the lacrosse team, we brought our lacrosse sticks because we told our coach we were going to practice. And so instead, we ended up teaching the kids how to play. But they were so skilled, and they picked it up really quickly. And I don't know, I just love this picture because you can see all of their different expressions and many of their smiles. And it was hard for us to believe that at the end of the day, they were going home to a place where maybe they didn't even have a bed. Lots of times it was cardboard, or in one of the townships, it's called Tumahole, they basically don't have pillows or anything like that. And they were just so nice and so kind to us, it was just hard for us to believe. And this was on another game drive, and this is the rhino. He kind of glared us down a little bit, and we got to take pictures, but it was really neat. This was actually, we had about 2 days left of our trip when this picture came, and we had all been out by the pool, and it started pouring rain, and we were all a little bit depressed that we only had a day left. Even though I wanted to go home and see my family, we really just loved it there, and we didn't want to leave. And so about 5 minutes before we went to dinner, someone looked up, and there was this huge rainbow just stretching over the whole preserve, and about 10 minutes later, another one covered it, so we had a double rainbow, and it just made us all so happy. And this is hard to see, but that sign actually says Southern Methodist Church, and it's the Southern Methodist Church in Paris. And that was one of the towns that we weren't allowed to walk out in, but we were all going to dinner, and one of my teachers said he would bring me to the corner so I could take a picture of the church for you guys, even though it's really hard to see in the dark. And there's a fence completely surrounding it, and so it was hard to get the picture through, but I just wanted you guys to know that I felt honored to be the representative from our church all the way in South Africa. This is the baby cheetah. There was only one on the preserve when I went, and we weren't allowed to see it when we first got there because it was only a few days old, and then by the end it was 2 weeks old, so we got to see it the last day. These are the ladies who worked on the cheetah preserve, and they cleaned the house and everything, and it was interesting because my friend Elise and I, we loved interacting with the people and we loved talking to them. So we would always bring our plates back to the kitchen and we'd go in the kitchen and talk to them and ask if we could help and stuff. And they just loved it. They just thought it was so funny that we wanted to learn their language when they had been learning ours for so long. And so it was so fun. And they would sit down with us after dinner and they'd write down all these words they wanted us to learn and all these different things. And the last day, Elise and I decided we would clean one of the owner's cars of the preserve because we wanted to do something for him. And the ladies came out and they watched us wash the car and they just thought it was so funny that we were working and helping them. And so they were just my favorite. And this actually is very close up, but it's the eye of the lion that you saw earlier, the big one. And he had come up right up to the fence to see what was going on, and the person who owned the preserve said I could take a picture. So I just kind of zoomed in from far away, not too close, and I took a picture. And I wanted to end on this because, first of all, today is Mother's Day, and I wanted to thank my mom and all of our mothers for bringing us into this world. And also, I wanted to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to basically open my eyes to a world I probably would have never been able to see.